interested in collaborating with like-minded Kent businesses? Join our supplymybusiness.co.uk community today and start growing your Kent business network for just £20 a month.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Biz Radio, Kent Business Radio and channelradio.co.uk/2 on this snowy Tuesday the 27th of February here in Ashford with me, Paul Andrews, and my guest, Mr. Tim Green. And we're going to be talking to Tim shortly. He's been waiting patiently, helping me out here on the show. There's only the two of us in the studio today, so we'll be talking in a minute. I've still got tweets coming in. I'm going to read a few more. And we've got the lovely folks at the New Appointments Group. And they go, hi Paul, big shout out for New Appointments Group, Sittingbourne office busy, oh there's a picture of a snowman they've built, Sittingbourne office busy recruiting and building snowman, Sandwich office busy recruiting, alas not enough snow this end for snowmen. So I think Sittingbourne have won because they've got a lovely picture of their snowman, and obviously it hasn't snowed so much in East Kent, but that's the lovely folks at New Appointments Group. Home Instead, Tunbridge Wells, who I was telling you about earlier, that are doing the stuff to help people identify financial scams, have tweeted again. And they says, thank you so much for the shout out. We have a lot more information available on our website, so do check that out. Home Instead _ Tunbridge Wells is their Twitter handle. Check it out. And Mark Goldfincher says, thanks for the shout out, Paul. On your 2-hour single-handed tour de force on the Business Bunker Show. It's okay, Mark. Thank you for that. Also, Baldwin's Travel have reminded me, quite rightly, that their outlet in Tenterton is called Travelux. And it is indeed, and very nice they are too. The people in there are really helpful, really lovely. And I've booked quite a few holidays through them over the years. So do go and check them out. AGLIS Mobile have tweeted and they say, we're always happy to have a shout out, Paul. Hope you guys are having a great show and enjoying yourselves. Thank you so much. Well, we got lots of snow puns as well. I don't think I'm going to read all of those. Apparently it's snow joke or something. Anyway, we shall come to some more of those in a moment. I think I'm going to do one more. I'm going to do one more email I've got here, and then I'm going to talk to Tim. I think that's what we're going to do. And this is interesting. Hi, Paul. I wanted to let you know about a festival we're putting on, and it's taking place on the 12th of May at Quicks Park. But it's a festival with a slight difference, and we'd be very grateful if you could give it a mention. It's called Festability. And it's a fully inclusive festival, so in addition to the two stages filled with a huge variety of acts, a karaoke tent, a fun fair, food and craft stalls, and of course a beer tent, we're also going to have a change in places suite, more disabled toilets and more inclusive opportunities. Going to a festival is fun, but so often we face challenges. For example, going to the loo ourselves becomes an issue. We can't leave our children alone, or sometimes it becomes a sensory overload and we have to leave. So we also have trained staff on hand to help out and a quiet zone so families can take a break rather than leave. And everybody's welcome to this, whether you have a disability or not. And we're looking for sponsors. So if any of your listeners would like to find out more, please get in touch. And that's from the lovely Debs Aspeland. And you can get in touch with Debs by emailing her at debs@festability.co.uk. And you can check out their website, which is festability.co.uk. So it's basically a festival where they have put a lot of effort into helping disabled people, supported needs people, and families to be able to enjoy a festival too. And what a fantastic idea that is, taking place on the 12th of May at Quicks Park, which is over there at Birchington, I do believe. So cool. Do you know what? We're going to talk to a guest. We've had more than enough of me. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the show, and Tim has been a great help already in the first part of the show, helping us out. But I want to give some time for Tim to talk about three of the things that he's heavily involved in at the moment. So, Tim Green of Do Well Green, welcome to the show, Tim.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us on this rotten day. Yeah, although I did notice in the break there that it has stopped snowing at last and the snow's starting to melt. I'll tell you what, let's start off by finding out a bit about you and your business. And okay. I know we've got other things to talk about, but let's start off with that. So tell the listener, and we only have one, a bit about you and what it is you do.
Hello, listener. Right, well, I formed Dewar Green Limited with my wife, Rosalind, back in 2005. And the main reason we formed our company was to launch a service called gpsurgery.net, which is actually a national network of websites for NHS GPs.
Right.
So we brought together our two sets of skills. I was working for a producer at Lego Media at the time, creating video games for Lego.
Right.
And my wife was working at British Medical, the BMA, BMA Services, which is part of the British Medical Association.
Mm.
So one foot in the world of digital technology, one foot in the world of medical services, and we formed gpsurgery.net. So that's now providing low-cost websites to NHS GPs across the UK.
Okay, so so you're providing websites for GP surgeries, as you just said. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah. No, they obviously NHS GPs money is important to them. Mm. They don't want to waste taxpayers' money, so we came up with this idea to meet the sort of requirements for NHS GPs to publish certain types of information.
Right.
But obviously now it's evolved into something where you or I could book an appointment or...
I was going to say, how comprehensive are the websites? Yeah. Are they appointment booking and information and, content?
They're the sort of information point for, everyone who just wants to find out what the phone number is for their local GP or they want to find out the name of the doctor who's on duty at any particular time or, as I say, managing appointments and repeat prescriptions online. So that's quite a comprehensive service. But the key thing was obviously to keep the costs down and to allow them to tick all the boxes for their requirements for NHS England. So that really got us off the ground.
And when did you launch that, Tim?
Back in 2005.
Okay. So that's got quite a history now.
Well, that's right. We, that was when we finished what I call my last proper job. And now, we've been running both Dewar Green Limited and gpsurgery.net for the last, 13 years. So on top of that, Rosalind's still very much involved in the medical world. She runs the media office for the Royal Society of Medicine up in town. So she's up there, probably one day a week, but I'm mainly working with local businesses in Kent because I've been around a long time. I've got to know an awful lot of companies and a lot of the business owners have become friends. And also obviously through that I've done a lot of networking here, and the Wilder Business Group was one of the networking groups that I've worked with. We, as Dewar Green Limited, I mean, we're providing anything from professional, well-designed brochure website right through to a full-featured e-commerce site with all the bells and whistles.
I tell you something while you're talking about that, Tim. I tell you something that I came across the other day, and I couldn't quite believe this when I saw it, but I did double-check it because I have a tendency to make up stats of my own. And I saw this stat, and the stat was from the Federation of Small Business, and they estimated that in excess of 80% of micro and very small businesses still don't have a website or any digital presence.
80%.
Yeah, that's huge, isn't it?
That's good news for me.
Exactly, and exactly. But it is good news for you, but it also makes you wonder, what the issue is and why they haven't done it. Yeah. I mean, I guess we could guess on some of those, but...
Yes, I mean, I think there's a lot of fear around the technology. There's a lot of fear about the costs involved. When you're starting out in business, you've got 101 different things that you need to do. And it depends on your mindset. I think there are people who are lucky enough and love technology, and they dive in and they create themselves their own website, and there's nothing wrong with doing that. There are businesses that are well-funded startups that they can afford to go straight out and get an agency to help them.
Absolutely.
And I think we've found a very comfortable place in the middle between those two places, where we can offer great value and, very professional support.
Absolutely. Can I ask you, do you specialise in a particular platform?
Yep, we're very much WordPress experts.
Okay, cool.
I think you probably know, I'll make up my own statistic here. I think I think something like just over 25% of all content managed websites in the world are powered by WordPress.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a fantastic, easy-to-use platform. And unlike some more uninformed critics, you can build anything with it. And
absolutely.
It's incredibly well-tested and very powerful and allows you to deliver really world-class websites at incredibly good cost. So
absolutely. Funnily enough, the radio station websites are all WordPress.
Yes, exactly.
And But what a lot of people don't know is that there are some huge corporate websites, like Virgin, for instance, that are entirely based on WordPress.
Absolutely, and people are quite often surprised to hear that. But there's a good reason for it. You know, to try and develop some of the features within WordPress from scratch would be, impossible for even big businesses to do. So there's lots of good reasons to use that platform. And as I say, the beauty of it is modular. So, you know, when you're a small business starting out, you can go for the basics. And then as long as it's been built correctly and designed with the future in mind, you know, you can add on an awful lot of things like, you know, e-commerce. You know, it's a fantastic platform for sharing video. It's a fantastic blogging platform. So, you know, we back in 2005, there were other things around, and probably by the late, you know, sort of 2008, you know, we tried Joomla, we tried Drupal, we tried all sorts of different, these are all platforms for building websites, and WordPress was the one we decided to, and I'm really pleased we did. You know, we're now very much experts on that platform, and, that's allowed us to create a very lean, workflow that, you know, delivers great sites, I think, at fantastic.
Absolutely. And because of that uptake in WordPress, there's now so many resources, widgets and apps that people have built to bolt on, where you can virtually find anything you need to plug into a website to make it do something that you want to do. As I said, with a radio website, we actually found a radio theme with a widget that the first website that we ever had for the radio station, it took us years to do it because we had to invent everything from scratch and try and make it all work. And then, of course, you know what it's like. As soon as somebody made one change to a browser, the whole thing fell apart and didn't work any longer. So, you know, when we moved to the WordPress theme for a radio site, you just bought the whole thing in one go and plugged it in and it ran. Unbelievably good.
It has its downsides, of course, because anyone can pick it up and have a go. You end up with these incredible Frankenstein's monsters that have a million and one plugins and a million and one different ideas thrown together. But it's a fantastic.
I don't expect you to comment on this, but I'll make a comment as well. Because you know I own an agency, that sort of thing. One of the things we find, that one of the problems with WordPress is once you've developed a website for people, they think they can change it themselves.
Well, I couldn't possibly comment, but let's say I've seen some interesting interesting work done by some of my clients, to be fair. But no, it's a double-edged sword, isn't it? You give all that access and power, then of course. But the great news is, you know, if they're properly built and they're backed up every day, you know, we can fix pretty much anything.
Absolutely. That's really good stuff. And this won't mean a lot to people. It does mean a lot to me because it's just around the corner from where I live. But you guys have now occupied the old butcher's shop in St. Michael's as your offices.
That's right. We had a very, very exciting start to the year for us. We've moved into our own premises at last. It's a lovely old 1950s butcher's shop. We've kept a lot of the original features. Very friendly with the neighbour, lovely Mrs. Foreman, whose husband was very involved in that butcher's shop, and her son as well. And so we've had the whole family round, four generations of that family to visit. We've been welcomed into St. Michael's, actually, because we used to be in an office out of town, which was convenient for parking, but it was quite isolated. So now being part of the community in St. Michael's has been great fun. And the only downside is there's a pub opposite, takeaway opposite, you know, food surrounds me.
Fish and chips next door.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Cool. So that's Do War on Green. I'll tell you what, Tim, give us a shout out for your website, for your business, so that people can find out more about both what you do in web development and also your GP websites as well.
If you're interested in the NHS GP websites, that's gpsurgery.net. We can find us on Twitter at gpsurgerynet. Or you can, if you would like to find out more about Dewar Green Limited, that's dewargreen.com, or pretty much all the social media channels at Dewar Green. But thank you, you know, do get in touch. And I like to think we give fantastic advice. And, you know, if you want to come in and find out, you know, if you actually need a website, because believe it or not, there are some circumstances where you might be better off with a Facebook business page.
Absolutely.
So we're not there to take money off everyone. We want to give good advice and hope that your business grows to the point where...
That's a very interesting point that you make, because it's something that has struck me now and again, that, you know, nowadays, with a Facebook profile or a LinkedIn profile, you might be actually better off than having a website.
That's right.
Although it's one of those moot points, isn't it? Because people always try to search for you. And if they don't find a website, they can go, well, you know, well, you're no one special.
Yeah. I think in the old days, very old days now, that if you weren't in the Yellow Pages, you didn't exist. It's now, if you don't have a web page, you don't exist.
Yeah.
I think there's a good argument to have a simple contact-based, you know, just a credential site. But there are, you know, there are one or two special cases where really you can get away with, certainly initially a Facebook page or a decent LinkedIn business page, and you can have a presence without breaking the bank.
Yep.
But our intention is always that if we look after the business when they're small, as they grow, we stay partners and we deliver the big website, you know, when the time is right.
Mm. Cool. Okay, so that's your daytime business.
Yes.
Now, you're also heavily involved in a very well-established local business group called the Wealden Business Group.
That's right.
Tell us a bit about the group first, and then we'll talk about your role, and then we'll move on to something that you guys have developed that is really, really fascinating and innovative, and I really want to hear about. But let's start with the basics for those that haven't heard.
Thank you. Well, the Wealden Business Group is an independent networking group. It's been in Tenterden, I think, about 16, 17 years.
Yeah.
It has membership of it's around 25 people, all entrepreneurs, business owners. We've got all sorts of, you know, we've got finance professionals, we've got lawyers, we've got a litigation lawyer, we've got a corporate finance broker, we've got also the trades, we've got a fantastic electrician, fantastic, really fantastic chippy.
Right.
But the important thing about this group is that It's although it's informal in its structure, there's an enormous amount of work being shared there. I think in the last 9 months we've shared over 200 business leads there.
Okay,
but it's also a very social group. I mean, we have a very active social side. So we've had outings to the cat sanctuary. We've been up to Westminster. Mm. There's another one planned. I think we've had. I didn't go, but there was a great lunch down on a cruise liner. Mm. And
I sorry, did you have a murder mystery at one time as well?
That's right. There was a great murder mystery last year, and this March we've got a big black tie charity dinner in aid of the motor neuron disease charity, which is our charity this year. I think that the Wealden Business Group has raised over £25,000 in the last 5 years, just through a combination of events and voluntary donations through the group. So there, I think it's quite different to a lot of networking groups, but it is, I like to think, very inclusive, very professional, and certainly, If you take the time to share and help members, you get that back in spades through work.
So is it a referral type group?
It is very much. I mean, I think that's what all good networking is ultimately. But you need to prove yourself. You know, you can't turn up at, as you would know, as the past master, you can't turn up at a network group and start trying to sell. You need to get to know people. You need to prove that you know what you're talking about by helping people out. You know, quite often you just do it for free, you know, just to be helpful, but also to prove that you know what you're talking about. And then I found that after maybe 6 months, a year, you've got a group of people who trust you, and then it comes naturally. You know, these days, although we're very active on social media and we're active online, the vast majority of our work comes from referrals from happy customers.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And because we're local and we're growing organically, we need to look after those people to make sure that they carry on referring us. So it certainly worked for us. So
okay, so let's just talk about the mechanics of the Wealden Business Group.
Mm.
You meet how often?
We meet every week, and we meet at the Little Silver Country Hotel.
Never heard of it.
No.
sorry, listener. No, that was facetious of me. I happen to live right opposite.
Yeah, we meet there. The keen members are there from any time from 6:30, right, normally about 6:45 in the morning. We have informal networking, breakfast, and then usually there is a speaker, an external speaker, but sometimes an individual member might have something to tell everyone.
Mm.
So there's, as I say, some interesting presentations. okay. as well as the normal free networking.
And so that takes place every week on?
Every Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning.
And guests are welcome. If you want to come along, we've got a great website at the wealdenbusinessgroup.co.uk or the shortened version, wbg.me. Go on there. There's a calendar of all our events. There's loads of information about how to join, and there's a members directory. And you can have a look and see who's there. We do have an exclusivity in the sense that only one member from every profession. But having said that, we do, you know, we're a friendly bunch. So if someone is very closely aligned to what you do, we don't mind. You know, we feed off each other, and it can work extremely well.
Okay. Now, so let's move that on. That's good. And I do know Wealden Business Group, and you have been very active for a number of years. But you've got, first of all, though, you have a particular role within the group.
That's right. I mean, inevitably, Dewar Green Limited provide a website for the Wealden Business Group. You know, it's the first thing I did when I joined, and I suppose it seemed natural to get involved in the marketing group as well. So we're always looking at ways of not only raising our profile, but also try to encourage, you know, and support other businesses.
Absolutely. So let's move on now to this new initiative that you got, because I'm really fascinated to hear about that. Why don't you tell us a little bit about, first of all, tell us what it was, and then tell us what inspired you to do it, and then we'll go into the mechanics of it.
Okay. Well, the idea is we want to support and give a helping hand or a leg up to businesses less than 3 years old. That's, right. that's the basic idea. It's called the Business Edge. And this is the first time we've done this. And it's a free competition that we're just throwing out there to anyone who's involved, anyone who's been running a business for less than 3 years.
Right.
Entering it is incredibly simple. All you need to do is to write 100 words as to why your company deserves to win the prize.
Right, okay.
And that's as easy as that. We've got a special email address, edge@wealdenbusinessgroup.co.uk. That's edge@wealdenbusinessgroup.co.uk. Simply 100 words as to why you deserve to win, and we'll put you into the draw for, well, not the draw, the in front of the judges to get the shortlist.
Okay. And the eventual winner wins?
Right. Well, the prize is you get a free membership of the Wealden Business Group. You get free breakfast every week.
Wow.
So that's on its own is quite a large amount of money's worth of prize. Mm. But also you get a one-to-one mentoring and advice session with every single member or every single member that you feel
it's relevant. Know,
would be useful now.
Yeah.
I think you'd probably agree, you know, anyone who started a business, you know, the thought of going to see a lawyer or a solicitor or a financial advisor or going to the bank, it doesn't really matter. Any, you know, a designer, a website company, you know, all you can see sometimes is pound signs and going in the wrong direction. So the idea, and this is something that I felt very strongly when I started, is to give anyone, and as I say, it's not just startups, this is people who could have been in business for 3 years, an open door to sit down with, you know, a litigation lawyer, a solicitor, a financial advisor, a mortgage broker, a designer, a website developer. And, you know, you can have that at a time of your own choosing throughout that year. So
you're absolutely right. And you made reference to this with WordSorts as well. And it's absolutely true there too. The issue for small businesses and people in early stage startup is they know that they need this advice, support and all these things.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they don't know how or what they need it from. And we're scared because we know it's going to be reasonably expensive and we don't have much budget.
No.
And what we don't want to do is blow it on something that doesn't work.
No.
And get the wrong advice. And I think that's where people get caught is, yes. You know, well, I don't particularly want to spend a lot of money, but I know I've got to. But what if it's the wrong thing?
Well, and the other thing is, you know, you're wearing every hat for the business. Yeah. So what you know, you can't be an expert in everything. One of the mistakes I think anyone who's slightly entrepreneurial can – you can sometimes think you can do everything when actually you learn eventually you're not going to be brilliant at everything.
Yeah.
And the more help you ask for, the better your business is going to be. Yeah. And the fact that you can go and, you know, in a very informal environment, you can say to an expert, you know, is this a good idea? Should I do this? Or even ask the whole group, you know, just stand up and say, look, I'm thinking of trying this. Has anyone tried it? Anyone know? So, you know, having that, that opportunity for a whole year free of charge, brilliant. I think is, I'd like to think it's a great idea.
So. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. I'll tell you what we're going to do, Tim. Give us a shout out once again for how people enter that competition. Yes.
Okay. So to enter, all you need to do is to email edge@wealdenbusinessgroup.co.uk with 100 words, no more, to explain why your company deserves to win the prize. And I must emphasize, we've had a few where the people haven't answered the brief. They didn't say why they deserve to win. They just told us what they did, which is kind of not really the point.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do is we're going to shortlist the three best candidates, right. And then we're going to invite them in for a 2-minute elevator pitch in front of the whole group. So that's going to be an exciting morning for us. Now, if I could just mention, we did originally set a deadline on the 28th of Feb, but although we've had plenty of inquiries, we think the ultimate winner might still be out there. So we really want to just give that opportunity to a few more people. And obviously, this is a great platform to talk to businesses. So
cool. Thank you for that, Tim. What we're going to do, we're going to play another record track picked by Amanda Flanders. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about Snow Dogs. So do stay with us and you'll hear some more from Tim Green in a moment.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. A new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Stars when you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Nina Simone there. Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio, on Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Tuesday the 27th of February. I'm talking with Tim Green of Do Our Green and also the Wealden Business Group, and we've been discussing both his web development business, his GP services, and the Wealden Business Group and their competition for businesses that have been in business for less than 3 years, The Edge. And it sounds like a really fabulous competition, and they've extended the submission date just to allow a few more businesses to join in the potential of winning some very lucrative support and advice in growing their business. So good stuff. I wanted to move on and talk about something else you're involved in now, Tim, again based in the Ashford area here, which is a thing called Snow Dogs.
That's right.
Yeah, but why don't you give us an overview of Snow Dogs and what it's all about? Because it looks fascinating.
Yeah, well, Snow Dogs is a fascinating idea. It's been started by a company called Wild in Art, and that this is one of the one of the most recent ones. Now, Snow Dogs essentially is based on the story by Raymond Briggs, and it's this competition is basically a lot of very large, they're probably a meter high by 2 meters long.
Wow.
Models of the Snow Dog, and what's happening is that Ashford Borough Council are inviting local artists from across Kent, but also international and nationally well known artists to put in designs to have these dogs decorated, and then local businesses can come and basically bid to sponsor the competition, and then they choose an artist that they're going to work with to decorate the dog. So these right. dogs, as I say, are very, very big, impressive, quite cute things, and they can be covered in ceramics, they can be painted and right, okay. varnished. And then the idea is that at the end of the, something that's towards the end of the autumn, these dogs will all be going out into the area around Ashford, creating a fantastic magical trail. And that alongside Snow Dogs Discover Ashford, there's a free app, which I don't think is live yet, but there will be details on the website soon, which families are encouraged to download. And then it's like a big magical mystery trail all around Ashford, probably showing you all sorts of places you didn't know about, and where you can find and take photos of all of these dogs. And then the best bit of all is that at the end of this process, the dogs are all brought back home to Ashford, and then they're auctioned off in a great big fanfare, and all of the money goes to Pilgrim's Hospice. So
okay.
it's a right. fabulous, it's not only a big family entertainment, it raised the profile of local artists, some of whom will be unknown. I know in Brighton, for example, I think one of the animals there was auctioned off at £22,000.
Wow.
Bought okay. by a venture capital organization who believed the artist would become famous one day and therefore right. it'd be an investment. So we were delighted to be asked along to do, we're just doing the technical build side of the site.
Right.
Vincent Design have come up with the overall look and feel, and obviously the whole project's being managed by Ashford Borough Council. If I could just give you the web address.
Yeah, do.
If anyone's interested to find out whether you're an artist or a family wanting to join the fun, ashfordsnowdogs.co.uk, or you can find them on social media at Ashford Snow Dogs. It is great fun. It's a lovely, very upbeat thing to be involved in.
Yeah.
And Chris Dixon at Ashford has been an inspiration leading this project. So hats off to him. It's a big job, but it's going to do amazing things for Ashford.
It sounds absolutely fantastic. It's really brilliant. Is there a website where people can find out about it?
Yeah, it's ashfordsnowdogs.co.uk, and that would include information about everything that's going on at the moment, and then as we get nearer the time, information about the app and where to download it. And but at the moment, I know they're desperate to hear from really good artists. Okay. You know, and actually, you get paid as an artist to decorate the model. So,
all right, okay,
yeah.
Fantastic. No, it's so, Natalie, if you're listening, Kent Creative Arts, you need to get some of your artists involved in this. Ashfordsnowdogs.co.uk.
Exactly.
Yeah, check it out, Natalie and the team. Although I know Natalie's still in Paris today, and I don't blame her because it's not snowing there. So why would she want to come home? Exactly. But yeah, do check that out and have a look. That's fantastic. Thank you, Tim, for bringing that to our attention. It sounds like a really wonderful project and really interesting. I want to see some of these dogs.
They are absolutely fantastic, and I know when they put them in the offices in Ashford Borough Council, they really struggled to stop the message getting out on social media before it was supposed to. And I think I might get in trouble with saying this, but I think the finance director was found sitting on top of the dog taking a selfie at one point. So, that's only because they're so cute.
Cool. Don't blame them. Yeah, don't blame them at all. Look, Tim, thank you so much. You've been an absolute inspiration today.
Been a pleasure.
Being our only guest and having to kind of part co-host as well has made it awfully easier for me. So thank you so much. So I just want to recap the three things that you've told us about, really, so that people can find out more, which is your own web design business, which is Duo Green. Give us your website again for that.
That's duogreen.com.
Okay. And then Wilden Business Group.
Is the WBG.me is a shortcut to their website, Wilden Business Group.
Okay, fantastic. And Snow Dogs.
And Snow Dogs, their website, I better read this to make sure I don't get it wrong, ashfordsnowdogs.co.uk.
Tim, thank you so much for that. You've been absolutely brilliant. Do stay with us for the last few remaining minutes of the show. We've got quite a few emails. We're still getting tweets coming in and loads of things happening. But for the moment, Tim Green, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker today and what really was really horrible weather conditions.
Well, I've really enjoyed it, and thank you very much for the invitation.
No, it's an absolute pleasure, and good to see you. Okay, I've still got dozens of emails, I've got loads of tweets and lots of things to tell you about still. There's another workshop taking place on Wednesday the 7th of March, and it's cold calling and email prospecting for new customers. And it's a business events masterclass, and it's taking place on Wednesday the 7th of March from 9:30 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. It's only £95, and it's taking place at Churchill Square Business Centre in Kings Hill, Westmorland, and you can book it by going to www.masterclasskent.co.uk. So that's cold calling and email prospecting. I believe it's delivered by Mike Kingston, I believe. So do check that out, masterclasskent.co.uk, for that workshop and some other workshops that they have from time to time. ZC Social Media Academy. This is another free-to-attend event from Zoe Cairns, and it's taking place at the St. George Hotel in Chatham. Why not join us for our upcoming free ZC Social Media Academy this Thursday? That's Thursday the 1st of March. Every other month, there is a different subject topic for you to take away the latest invaluable information. There'll be a 15-minute Q&A session at the end of each meeting. Connect with some of the best businesses in Kent, and don't forget to bring your business card. The next one takes place on Thursday the 1st of March from 2:30 p.m. until 4:30 p.m. and it's to learn all about Facebook advertising and Facebook bots. To find out more, go to zcsocialmedia.com and find out all about the Social Media Academy that's taking place on the 1st of March. I saw this and I printed this off because it fascinated me. And I found this on the Federation of Small Business website. The average UK small business spends £5,000 and 3 working weeks every year on tax compliance, according to the latest FSB report. The report highlights the many hurdles small businesses face when trying to pay taxes. Almost half, 46%, say determining the tax rates at which they're required to pay is a challenge. 4 in 10, 40%, find exemptions confusing. And value-added tax, pay-as-you-earn, and employers' national insurance contributions are identified as the most time-consuming taxes to handle. The average small business spends 95 hours a year complying with the three taxes collectively. And due to the complexity of the tax compliance process, more than three-quarters, 77% of small firms pay a specialist to ensure their taxes are paid correctly. I believe the tax code now runs to 12,000 pages. The tax code of Hong Kong is 2 pages.
I know which one I'd rather read.
Yeah, exactly. And Hong Kong, I think, has a slightly better economy than ours as well in terms of GDP. We have mentioned it earlier because Deborah tweeted in about it, but I'll give you a better overview now of the Breakthrough Women in Business International Women's Day event taking place on Thursday the 8th of March from 10:30 to 3 p.m. and it's taking place in the wonderful venue, the Orangery at Turkey Mill on the outskirts of Maidstone. And Breakthrough Women is back in style to mark International Women's Day. It aims to celebrate Kent's women in business and raise the visibility of women succeeding in business. As well as having the chance to meet and network with other dynamic ladies, guests will hear from fantastic speakers from a variety of backgrounds before enjoying a delicious two-course lunch. In association with our partners, the Institute of Directors, Kent Women in Business magazine, and the Federation of Small Business, we're delighted to announce a brilliant lineup of inspiring speakers, including the amazing Dr. Sue Black OBE, who was recently named in the list of the top 50 women in tech in Europe and nominated as the 119th most influential woman in the world. Due to public demand, we've also invited back Dr. Patricia Lewis, who is a reader in management at the Kent Business School and an expert in gender issues at work. and everyone in business is welcome, and why not bring a friend or colleague? As well as the two doctors, they also have Sarah Luxford, who's a passionate advocate of diversity in the workplace. It's only £32.54 to come along, and that includes a delicious meal. For more details and to book, if you go to Eventbrite Breakthrough Women in Business event, you can do it there, or follow U Image Consult on the Twitter. That's Deborah Turner, and find out more about it then. I've got some bits of news that aren't so much news, but they're the results of some surveys, which I think have thrown up some interesting statistics. 1 in 10, that's 11%, of UK employees would be willing to leave their current career if flexible working was offered. Research commissioned by a direct selling company, Vorwerk, reveals, now that's interesting, a 10% of the population would change career if it allowed them to have freedom to work when they want to, with a significant 29% of the nation stating they would like to have a better work-life balance, and 9% admitting they would like to work less hours. Those living in the West Midlands are the keenest to change career in favour of more flexible hours, followed by the South West and Yorkshire. In addition, men, 12%, are more eager to have an adjustable working structure than women, according to the research findings. Employees aged between 35 and 44 want flexibility the most, followed by 45 to 55-year-olds and 18 to 24-year-olds. The majority, 64% of people living in the UK, have considered changing career for several factors, with 61% stating they would like to run their own business. Interesting, isn't it? Because so many of our politicians moan about zero-hour contracts and flexible working, yet it seems to be something that an awful lot of people would like to move towards. So, and it's understandable because it's about work-life balance, isn't it? So, interesting feedback. And I happen to know the ladies that run 10 to 2 Kent, who are a flexible recruitment agency that deal in flexible staff, and they have been going from strength to strength with some very talented people that they have on their books looking to work in a more flexible way. So it's something that's really becoming a big deal, work-life balance. Or I suppose we better mention Brexit. We haven't mentioned it for at least 5 minutes. Mm. In response to Brexit, 62% of mid-market business leaders plan to increase their investments in exports beyond the EU. Mid-market businesses are bracing themselves to the impact of Brexit and looking beyond Europe to shore up their future. According to research from national law firm Mills & Reeve, the study called Defying Gravity, based on the opinions of 500 leaders of medium-sized businesses in the UK, reveals that mid-market businesses remain confident in their growth prospects and are overhauling their strategies in preparation for the exit from the EU. 60% of mid-market business leaders plan to increase investment in exports beyond the European Union. In response, the research reveals that mid-market businesses are feeling bullish despite the slightly unstable landscape, with 83% planning to increase turnover this financial year. That's 2017-2018, and by an average of 22%. So that's pretty bullish stuff, really, isn't it? Western Hanger Castle Tours. Learn about the history of this 1,000-year-old castle, the families who lived there, the mystery and intrigue which surround Rosamond's Tower, the architectural beauty of the Dovecot, and see the replica of the ship Discovery. Wander the 14 acres of gardens and land and enjoy the tranquility of a bygone era. Guided tours are by pre-arrangement. It's only £9.50 for an adult, £6 for a child, and under fives are free. Or you can buy a family ticket for £28. To book, email tours@westernhangercastle.co.uk or call Folkestone 01303 261 068. 01303 261 068. I love Western Hanger Castle. It's a lovely place. What threw me was the Discovery, the ship that's in the grounds. And it was one of the first ships that sailed to the New World. And I was stood there looking at it thinking, yeah, that's a really nice reproduction of the ship, but I wonder what it was like in real life. When they told me that actually it is a scale, 100% scale ship, and it was exactly a replica of the actual ship that went. And it's tiny. It's absolutely tiny.
Incredible. I've never been there.
Really interesting place. Really interesting place. There's been a castle on the site for over 1,000 years, as I said. And, apocryphally, it is the place where King Canute actually had his throne moved to the beach and commanded the sea or the tide not to come in. So there you go.
I shall make go and see it.
More than half of UK workers, 61%, are desperate to work for themselves. But those dreams never become a reality for one in six budding entrepreneurs because they don't know how to market themselves properly, which is exactly in line with what you were saying, wasn't it, Tim? And that's according to commission research commissioned by the Vorwerk company. Although the proportion of small businesses planning to invest in new technology is lower than for larger businesses, almost half of small businesses will invest in cybersecurity and cloud computing this year. British businesses are prioritising investment in cybersecurity, cloud computing and connectivity in 2018 as they seek to build stronger and more resilient businesses, according to new research from Beaming, the business internet service provider. I tell you, I saw something. I don't know if I can remember the exact figures, but it was horrible. Andrew Neil, the BBC TV politics presenter, tweeted this, and it was a map of high-speed broadband installation across Europe. And the two worst countries in the whole of Europe were the UK and Germany.
I know, it's tragic.
It's absolutely tragic. We have absolutely appalling infrastructure in terms of internet. And I wasn't surprised by us. I was surprised that Germany were as bad, whereas some places in Scandinavia are just unbelievably good. Okay. 2018 is predicted to be another record year for startups in the UK, with 76% of SMEs working on new ideas. Small and medium-sized enterprises are the lifeblood of the global economic ecosystem, refreshed and renewed by startups. Leading digital marketing experts, Digimax, finds the UK startup trend is set to continue, and their study reveals 76% of business owners said they are currently working on new ideas and 43% are aiming to launch this year. And more than half, 56%, have previously moved from conception to launch within 24 months. Noting the UK startup prowess, Digimax wanted to know what strategies the startups had used to make their launch a success. And more than three quarters, 77% of them, of all those interviewed, believed that having a strong media presence was important to their customer base, while 34% used social media for marketing purposes for their previous launch. 63% said it would play a significant role for the launch of their next venture, with 73% of those believing that Facebook would be of most benefit to them. Maybe. Other social media platforms considered were Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. Interestingly, Twitter had the lowest appeal, which is strange because for me, I find Twitter more useful than all of them. But, you know, horses for courses.
I think so.
Fewer than half, 42%, would be conducting this marketing in-house, with 58% outsourcing to a digital media specialist.
Okay.
Which is interesting.
Good for our sector, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. This is interesting as well. Improving agility is a top priority for European SME leaders seeking to take advantage of digitally empowered workplace. According to a study commissioned by Ricoh Europe, the majority, 86% of 1,608 SME leaders surveyed say that they are actively focused on improving business agility in 2018. Decision makers clearly prioritise technology that directly addresses core employee needs. They believe automation, 72%, data analytics, 64%, document management, 62%, and video conferencing, 56%, will have the most positive impact on their businesses this year. So all of these surveys are pointed to very similar things, that an uptake in digital and new technology that people are seeing as a way to launch new products, new services, and new innovations in SMEs. But we do have skill shortages. This isn't in this report. I just happen to know this because it's one of the things that I know. Currently in the United Kingdom, as of the 27th of February 2018, we have 810,000 unfilled full-time vacancies, i.e. nearly a million jobs. But a third of businesses view apprentices as the most valuable source of emerging talent in the coming year. That's according to a poll of over 2,000 senior HR professionals carried out by Alexander Mann Solutions. The data comes following the introduction of the apprenticeship levy in April last year, an initiative which was designed to boost the number of young people entering vocational training. And despite the fact that the new apprenticeship starts dropped by 59% immediately after its launch, yeah, it started to kind of recover. But I think that was an information thing because the government had changed the goalposts so often that people just went, do you know what, I've lost the will to live with this.
Do you think it's also driven by the cost of higher education and now people are considering apprenticeships as a more...
Absolutely. The lifetime earnings of an apprentice are now greater than a graduate. Obviously, if you do a level 6 or 7 apprenticeship, you can earn a degree as well. So a lot of people are going, do you know what, I could go to work, earn money, get a degree, or I could run up a bill for 40 grand and get a degree. Not a difficult choice. No. There are other reasons for going to university, but from a purely economic and practical point of view, it's kind of skewed very much in favour of apprenticeships.
I agree.
We're at the end of another show. I just want to say a massive thank you to, I guess, Simon Pollard from Simple Life. Unfortunately, we couldn't hear him very well because we had a really bad line due to the weather. But thank you to Simon. I want to say a massive thank you to Tim Green, who joined me for the show and did a magnificent job of joining in and helping me and supporting me, as well as talking about the three things that he's mostly involved in. So thank you, Tim, for that. Well, I really do appreciate your help with it.
Thank you again.
I want to tell you about some things that are coming up. On Saturday, unbelievably, on the Imagination Show, we're going to be joined by Mimi LeBlanc. Mimi LeBlanc, for those of you who are old enough, was a main character in Allo Allo. And actress Sue Hodge, who played the famous Mimi, will be joining Dave Barry on the Imaginarium show this Saturday at 1 p.m. So do stay tuned for that. That's going to be fun. For those of you of a certain age that remember Allo Allo very well, Sue Hodge, the actress, will be joining David for that. On Friday, we have the Business Bunker Extra Show, our sister show, presented by Amanda Flanders. And this week, she's got a really rubbish co-host. Totally rubbish. Because it's me. Sorry about that. But I'm going to be standing in as a co-host on the Business Bunker Extra Show on Friday. And our guest is going to be Amy Nichols of Clear Cut Venues. So do join Amanda, myself, and Amy on Friday at 11 a.m., 11 till 12, for the Business Bunker Extra Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2. It's going to be a great show, as long as it doesn't snow anymore and we can get away with that. But as always, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Coming up later on Channel Radio, at 10 o'clock, we finish off today with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George. One, two, three, get
cool drum beat and a squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So, thank you for listening to the Business Bunker Show once again for another week. We finish off the evening here with the wonderful Mr. Boy George and the Club Culture Show at 10 p.m. here on channelradio.co.uk/1. But we'll be back with you next week. Have a fantastic week. Hope you don't get stuck in the snow. And see you all soon.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
This is Channel 2.